Senator, come to order.
Please stand for the presentation and posting of colors by the Cheyenne East High School Junior ROTC Color Guard. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, wherever it is. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I invite Reverend Veit to give the invocation.
Let us pray. O God, the fountain of wisdom, whose will is good and gracious and whose law is perfect, we beseech you so to guide and bless our senators and staff and all of those assembled for this legislative session, that they may enact such laws as shall please you to the glory of your name and for the welfare of the people of Wyoming. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Roll call for Monday, February 10th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Americk.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Nutting. Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Rothfuss,
here.
Schiffer,
here.
Scott,
here.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Ross.
Here.
30 present.
All members of the Wyoming Senate are present. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I know you're Italian, and do you now know where the flags are? Mr. President, I move that the following named persons be placed in nomination as the new employees of the Senate, and that they be voted on collectively. Will the reading clerk please read the names of the new employees in their respective positions?
Vicki Winders, Appropriations Secretary. Sue Broyles, Floor Computer Clerk. Belle Henrich, Senate Clerical Assistant. And Jessica Leach, Student Page.
Heard the motion? All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion's carried. On behalf of the entire Senate, I welcome you as the staff
members of this budget session. I hope you'll find your work here challenging and rewarding. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify His Excellency, the Governor, that the 2014 budget session of the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature is organized and ready to receive communications that he may desire to submit. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify the House that the 2014 budget session of the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. It's my pleasure now, members of the Senate, to introduce Belle Voce, a vocal ensemble of sophomore girls from Cheyenne Central High School, under the direction of David Hurst. Welcome to the Senate. The Senate will stand at ease to the sound of the gavel. Thank you. On behalf of the Senate, Mr. Hurst, and your wonderful choir, we certainly do appreciate you attending this opening session of the Senate. And join me in thanking them once more time, please. Members of the Senate, while we await the arrival of our new poet laureate, I'd like to take this time to read the resolution that we have produced for the Senate in memory of Representative Sue Wallace, a joint resolution providing for the recognition of the Honorable Representative Sue Wallace from Campbell County, who so capably represented the people of House District 42 in the Wyoming Legislature. Expressing deep appreciation for her dedicated and distinguished service to her community and state, and further expressing the deep sorrow to her family on behalf of the residents of the state of Wyoming. Be it resolved by the 62nd Legislature of the state of Wyoming, whereas this Wyoming native and proud resident of Campbell County was born on October 9th, 1957 in Gillette, and grew up on Bitter Creek in the Powder River Breaks north of Recluse. And whereas she attended school at Recluse Elementary and Campbell County High School, was the first girl in Campbell County FFA, and received a bachelor degree from the University of Wyoming. And whereas she was a loving wife to her late husband, Rod McQuarrie, and a proud mother of seven children and one grandchild. And whereas Representative Wallace, following in her father's footsteps, began serving in the Wyoming House of Representatives in 2007, most recently served as a member of Joint Appropriations Committee, the Management Audit Committee, the Select Natural Resource Funding Committee, and the Select Committee on Legislative Technology and Process. And whereas she also served on the House Education Committee, House Revenue Committee, House Agriculture Committee, the Medicaid Options Study, Augmented Advisory Committee, and the Energy Council during her service. And whereas she was best known as a legislator for her spirited debates on the House floor, having a passion for agricultural issues, and a go-to member of the House when it came to technology. And whereas Representative Wallace was a member of many groups and organizations in her community, including the executive director of the Recluse Community Trust, the Wyoming Humanities Council Board, Women in Government, Partnership for America's Economic Success, Invest in Kids Working Group, YO Ag Sustainable Agriculture Agricultural Coalition, YO Learn, League of Education Accountability and Reform Network, Wyoming Early Childhood Partnership, the Wyoming Association for Public Charter Schools, Wyoming Humanities Council, Kids First 24/7 Child Care Cooperative, and the Recluse Community Trust. And whereas she was a true Wyoming rancher, as well as a talented writer and poet, and was the co-founder of the annual Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada. Her most recent book of poems was titled Love, Life, and Politics, Three of Her Biggest Passions. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, Section 1, that on behalf of the people of the State of Wyoming, we express our profound sense of loss created by the passing of our beloved friend and colleague, and extend our deepest sympathies to the family of this dedicated public servant, that we express our gratitude to Representative Wallace's family for her dedicated service to the state of Wyoming. Section 2, that Representative Wallace will be remembered for her deep and abiding love for the state of Wyoming and her commitment to the people of House District 42 through her unwavering dedication to community spirit and public service, which was demonstrated by her selfless dedication to the people of Wyoming through her service in the Wyoming legislature. Be it resolved that this memorial be transmitted to the family of Representative Sue Wallace so that they may know our true sense of sorrow and loss suffered by the people of the state of Wyoming by virtue of her passing. And we recognize our deepest gratitude cannot possibly diminish her absence, but that the representative's family will take comfort in the knowledge that her memory will live out in the hearts of the members of the Wyoming legislature and all who had good fortune to know her. Signed this 10th day of February, 2014, Senator Tony Ross, President of the Wyoming Senate. Is the poet laureate here? Guess we'll stand at ease to the gals under the... Mr. Minority Whip or whatever you are. Mr. Caucus Leader or whatever.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since we had a few minutes here, I just wanted to take an opportunity, and I appreciate you reading in that resolution. You know, and I had served with Sue on the Appropriations Committee for the last couple of years, and had seen her at some of the NCSL activities, and she was always in the House, and I was in the Senate, and, you know, some of our issues didn't always, tend to disagree sometimes, but the bottom line was, what I realized was, when I read the obituaries and the write-ups about Sue, I thought, you know, here's somebody that, had an awful lot going, very talented and a lot of things I didn't know. And I was just saddened to find out all these things, in an obituary and, you know, just realize that sometimes we get really busy down here and don't take the time to get to know one another a little bit. And I just wanted to share that. It really made me sad to realize, all the things that I didn't know and understand about Sue's life, and I'm sure there's a lot of things I don't know about yours and you don't know about mine, but the bottom line was, what a sad way to find out what an incredible talent she had was after she passed. And I just think that just wanted to say that when we have an opportunity, we shouldn't let the opportunities of getting to know one another slip by.
You're here. Well said, Senator Hastert. My fellow senators, please join me in welcoming to provide entertainment on this first day of the budget session Wyoming's Poet Laureate, who was appointed by Governor Meade in July of 2013, Echo Roy Klaproth. Echo is a fourth-generation rancher who hails from the great city of Senator Bebout, Shoshone. She is also a writer, a retired teacher, ordained minister. Please help me in welcoming Wyoming's Poet Laureate, Echo Roy Klaproth.
Thank you all so much, and I really appreciate you folks taking time here this afternoon for me to come. I said over at the House a minute ago that last summer when I was called, got the call informing me that Governor Meade had chosen me as the sixth Poet Laureate, I was at first humbled. However, as a short time passed, apprehension and doubt took over. I can't do this. There are a lot of good poets out in the state of Wyoming. This must be a mistake. But I stand before you today due in part to the vote of confidence, not only from Governor Meade's office, but most especially from the support of a loving husband who sensed my nervousness and reassured me with, be who you are, do what you do, and stand on your convictions. And Sue Wallace was one of those people. And so I admired her. She was a good friend of mine. In fact, she was with me the night I met my husband. The poem that I've written for you all comes after a phrase perhaps you're familiar with. It reads, "A good friend will sharpen your character, draw your soul into the light, and challenge your heart to love in a greater way." This poem that I've written for you, this legislative day, opening day, I pray serves as both a reminder and a challenge. Be who you are, do what you do, and stand on your convictions. Don't deny the principles that lead to a well-functioning, harmonious community. Love in a greater way for the future of Wyoming and all that's precious and unique about this place we call home. I believe we've all been chosen and are here for such a time as this. And in that regard, I offer you a mosaic in the West. Mosaic is a metaphor for government, selected and elected by a culture's own, who from discord aspire for a crafted accord, who from broken bring about a harmony honed. From issues shaping our Wyoming and the West must come union in that which is bigger than us, a kinship between a perspective enduring and attitudes audacious, powering progress. This mosaic is framed through conversation which reveals a multifaceted outline, displaying a pattern through the play of pledges, reflecting the grit and grace which grafts design. It's a narrative arranged and rearranged, a medley strummed and fine-tuned over time, finding connection in those things common, orchestrating objectives, then linking like rhyme. There have long been differences among us, but if we review the mosaic of time and make a choice to seek unity within, it's there that noble presence finds beauty sublime. Sustaining splendor in a broken world requires the work of daring, inspires action. It's knowing the chore before you is foremost, cordially coining a path to satisfaction. As the issues play out and form their pattern and you set out to look for golden threads, pursue middle ground as you receive and perceive, for it's to this calling that God has you all wed. The light's now shining on the work that you'll do, with defending Wyoming the emphasis. It's a sacred trust entrusted to your hands, and it's by our God above that you're here for such a time as this. I applaud you all. I thank you all because I'm not politically minded. I place my trust in you as well. So I thank you all for having the courage that you do to stand on your convictions and to come down here year after year and fight for what you believe and what is best for this state. So I applaud all of you. Thank you very much.
Echo. On behalf of the Senate, I want to thank you sincerely for joining us here today and reminding us of the importance of arts in our culture. We appreciate, of course, you taking the time, probably traveling over some rough roads to get here from Shoshone. But we most appreciate your words.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Have a good session.
Senator Beebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I just want this body to realize the kind of talent that we have in Shoshone, Wyoming. Right there she is.
Senate will come to order. The next order of business is introduction of bills. Okay. Senate File 58. First reading of the Senate file. The reading clerk will please read it.
Senate File 58, National Guard Services Governor's Authority, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the Governor's Authority.
Senator Von Flader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm honored to be the leadoff batter today, and hopefully I don't strike out. This bill, House bill, or Senate file, excuse me, I'm jumping ahead. Senate File 58, National Guard Service Governor's Authority, is a bill from your Transportation Committee.
You need to move the bill, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I move. I've got two strikes left, Mr. President. I move Senate File 58, National Guard Service Governor's Authority, and ask for your favorable consideration of this bill. And, Mr. President, once again, your Transportation Committee has brought this bill to you to clarify something within our statutes. Right now, which we all believed was already clarified, but apparently there is some gray area as to how the governor, who is commander-in-chief, whether you read it in the statutes or read it in the Constitution of our National Guard, can deploy the National Guardsmen. In this case, the gray area, the unclarified part, comes into play when there's federal funds in there, which they call Title 32. So some people have believed in the past, and it's been argued and never been an issue, because we've got a great National Guard that always volunteers for any service the governor's asked them to perform. But if you remember, right after 9/11, all the airports in the state, within the state boundaries, were guarded by National Guard when we all were uncertain as to what was going to happen next. Well, that was federal funds that were taking care of that. And there could have been a decision then. There could have been somebody that said, I'm busy that week, and I don't think I need to go. And since it's a federal action paid by federal funds, it's unclear whether or not that soldier could have been forced to go. So what this does is clarify, should there be federal funds involved, the governor is still commander-in-chief, and he can order the soldiers to actually go to the action, take care of the event. This is within our state, without our state, it doesn't matter. But I will tell you that if we had had this argument by some soldier back right after 9/11, there definitely would have been an issue with some of our airports, and we could have actually closed them down for lack of soldiers to man them. This was vetted. I know you received some information. This information has been vetted by the committee. We do not believe there is a constitutional issue. We would like to bring this back to the committee. Those parties that do think there is an issue with it can therefore bring it to us and let your committee work it again, and you will or will not see it on the floor at that time. So I ask once again for your favorable consideration of Senate File 58.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen? Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hines? Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
nope.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
nope.
Peterson,
nope.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 20 ayes, 10 noes.
I'm on safely, though.
Huh? Yeah, I passed. Senate File 58, by the skinny skin of it, has received a 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8 for further consideration. Senate File 16. First reading of the bill. Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 16, Insurance Guarantee Association Model Act. Mr. President, an insurance guarantee association is a requirement under Wyoming law where these life and health insurers get together and to a certain extent underwrite the possible failure of one of the member companies in Wyoming. This is a way to have a life and health insurance guarantee pool. It's a way that we can make sure that if a company fails, that these other companies can split up the risks and obligations and make sure that the insurees get paid, their coverage continues, et cetera. This is the adoption of a model act. It's not completely a model act because we've also kept many of our same components that we have in Wyoming. But some of the best things that this bill does is to raise the coverage limits. And as you can guess for situations like long-term care insurance, disability insurance, life insurance, the coverage limits were really quite modest by modern times. So this raises those limits. It increases the annuity coverage limits. It increases the limits on structured settlements. It increases disability coverage from $100,000 to $300,000. It increases basic hospitalization limits. And then there's also some other limits that are aggregate coverage limits that are increased by this bill. And that's probably the most important reason to pass it, is it lets the guarantee association, which is state chartered, to have higher limits on their coverage so that they can protect the citizens of Wyoming. That's most of the bill. The others are a lot of technical things that conform to the National Model Act. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer. Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 16, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 6, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 6, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Groundwater Contested Cases, an Act Relating to Water.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, when the committee rises, I'd move Senate File 6. This is pertains to groundwater when they're in contested cases. Right now it goes to the state engineers, then it goes to the Board of Controls. And if they don't agree on it, then it has to go back to the state engineer, and he'll have to sign it back to the Board of Controls before it can go to district court. And what we're doing is eliminate the second case when it goes back to the Board of Controls. They just automatically send it right on to the court system, so it's handled there. We did the same thing for the county commissioners last year on contested roads, and this bill's about the same thing. I'd ask a favorable consideration on Senate File 6.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert, Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 6, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 14, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 14, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee. Court Security Funding, an act relating to court security.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 14, Court Security Funding. Ask for the body's favorable consideration and yield to my colleague from Natrona County.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, what we've got here in Senate File 14 is a bill from the Joint Appropriations Committee. This came to us is a bill that provides for sets up a for matching grants for in counties. Sets forth that the Court Security Commission will set forth criteria based on various social, economic, and financial data from the counties, and the SLIP board would make a final determination for the use of these of the fund. What it does, is, Mr. Chairman, is that. The process is the problem is this that we're seeking to solve here is as we go around the county, we heard the Chief Justice talk about this morning, Mr. President. There's a number of aging courthouses around the county that just have incredibly inadequate security procedures. And so this bill doesn't provide for operational but it does provide for the use of equipment or physical aspects of security. It doesn't provide for operations or staffing. And so what it is it would provide, the concept is the counties that are interested in this can come forward with matching funds that have showed an interest in the past to improve court security, that they would do that. We've got a couple places in particular. We've heard about Riverton. Somebody drove by the Riverton Courthouse. The Riverton Courthouse is actually, Mr. President, a converted exhibition barn out at the fairgrounds. That it looks kind of nice on the inside, but a bullet was shot into the side of the building, passed over, I believe, where the juries are, where witnesses would sit and enlarge in the wall across there. Right now, what they've done is they've encircled that with various containers that are filled with things, so it looks kind of like a bad version of a wagon train story, Mr. President, as they're circling around from attack by hostiles. There's also, I believe, in the southwestern part of the county, or southwestern part of the state, in Rock Springs area, that there's some issues down there, and there's other issues around the state. Counties could use a little bit of help in trying to establish some architectural and some other physical security, and that's what this bill does. So we urge with that, there's a significant need, and we'd urge your favorable consideration of this bill.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel? Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing?
Yeah.
Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 14, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 44, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 44, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks Use of Fees, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 44 and ask for the Senate's favorable consideration. Mr. President, what this bill basically does is when you go into a state park, and you pay your $2 or whatever it is you pay, that goes into an enterprise fund. That enterprise fund is currently limited to only construction and major maintenance. And what this bill would do is it would allow, on a sort of an experimental basis, for the next 2 years, allow 25% of that fund to be used for operations and maintenance. And this basically keeps them from coming back to us and asking for an increase in appropriation for state parks. The other thing it does is, if you look on page 2, line 4, it allows the interest from the account to accrue back to the same enterprise fund, because right now that interest goes into the general fund where it's basically a drop in the ocean. And so, Mr. Chairman, I ask for favorable consideration from the Senate.
Chief Clerk, will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Nicholas.
No. Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 44, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6. Travel. Senate File 17, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 17, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Insurance Electronic Delivery of Documents, and Act Relating to Insurance.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the introduction of Senate File 17. This is another bill that we have that takes advantage of modern technology. It adds the modern technology to the use of paper. It allows for electronic delivery of all property and casualty insurance policy documents with the consent of the consumer. And all the delivery of documents is done through a consumer-consented process with secure password-protected websites. It also allows an insurer to post policy forms that have no personally identifying information on their website rather than mailing it to the consumer. And although some insurance documents are already delivered electronically, this legislation would ensure that creating a process of consent for electronic delivery of documents protects the consumer. So this is not taking away from the consumer getting paper on the insurance, paper documents. It's adding and allowing them to get electronic documents. And it's up to the consumer which one they get.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Barnard,
Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins, Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 17, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 7, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 7, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Brucellosis Surveillance, an Act Relating to Livestock.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I would move Senate File 7 and ask for your favorable consideration. What this does is last year we had an outbreak in the northern part of the Bighorn Mountains on brucellosis. We found a couple of elk tested positive. I haven't heard of any this year. What this bill will do would with the livestock board and with the signature of the governor, that we could, if we have an outbreak somewhere, we could put that under surveillance and not lose our state status on brucellosis. So this is, if emergency comes up, why the bill will allow the governor to put a designated area so the state vet will control that area and test the livestock coming out of that area and not put our whole state under where we have to test everything. I'd ask for favorable consideration.
Mr. Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 7, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 15, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 15, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, Community College Major Maintenance, and Act Relating to Community Colleges.
Senator Bebout. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this has to deal with community college major maintenance. As we worked a lot of the community college items this year, it came to our attention that a lot of the same buildings are paid differently for major maintenance depending on which college they're at, depending on when they got their funding, how they got their funding, and what type of footnote was attached to that funding. Mr. Chairman, what we want to do with this particular Senate file is to provide some uniformity in major maintenance funding across the state in each one of the community colleges for like types of buildings and like types of funding. So, Mr. Chairman, to do that, we allow the State Building Commission to adopt a formula for major building facility repair and replacement for community colleges facilities. That's based on the square footage, and it's only for buildings where educational programs comprising the statewide college system strategic plan and is developed and maintained under the Community College Commission. So if a college basically goes out and builds something, but it hasn't been approved in the statewide strategic plan, it's out of the major maintenance. Also specifically excluded are student housing, student unions, and auxiliary service funded exclusively through the community college system. Mr. President, we also go in and allow for the describe what major maintenance is. And, Mr. Chairman, those aren't the things that are typically going to be handled by staff. Those are the things that are typically where you hire a contractor, where the demand is so high that your staff can't do it, or the level of sophistication of work, or whether you need a warranty for that work if you're putting in some major HVAC systems or something and you needed a warranty necessarily, you didn't want your own crew to do that, or it wouldn't be warranted if they did do that. So we provide for that. Everything is managed by the construction management program within the General Services Division. So we use the construction management division, but just that program within that division, and that's changes throughout the bill. Mr. Chairman, if you flip to the back of it, that's where we look at, say, notwithstanding any provision of law enacted prior to January 1st, 2014, the biennial budget submitted for major maintenance funding for community college capital construction facilities authorized by the legislature shall be calculated and provided in this section. And that
time.
Paragraph, Mr. President,
time.
That goes directly to the bill. And I ask for your favorable consideration.
Reading clerk will call the roll.
What?
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 15, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 18, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 18, sponsored by the Corporations Committee. Counties Legal Publications, an act relating to county notice publications.
Senator Nutty.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 18 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 18 is largely a modernization for dictating how counties must communicate with the persons within the county. It provides for online publications. In some instances where reporting requirements have been deemed to be too frequent, it decreases the frequency from 2 times to once. It designates that a county use a designated official newspaper, not that every county has to have its own newspaper, but that they have to designate what newspaper they will put their official publications in. It is a bill that makes the statute easier for counties to comply with, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, and 1 conflict.
Senate File 18, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 38, first reading of the Senate File.
Got to read it in.
It's got to read it first.
Senate File 38, sponsored by Senator Christensen. Hunter Safety Exceptions, an act relating to hunting.
Now, Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 38 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 38 is an act relating to the hunter safety certificate requirement that we have in this state. Anyone born after 1966 is required to have the hunter safety education program. There are some exceptions to that. We're going to do 3 things with this bill. And the first one is over on page 2, down by line 15, that talks about the mentor program, where you can have a mentor and not have to have the hunter safety certificate. And this just adds in that if it's an immediate family member,
the mentor may have more than one hunter with them. It also strikes on line 17 and 18 that no person can apply for more than one special authorization, and that's referring to the being able to use the mentor program. The key to the bill is on page 3, paragraph D, and it goes into exempting any active member, honorably discharged, past member, or veteran of the Armed Forces of the United States, and any active or retired Wyoming peace officer who has qualified, and it would be through post, those statutes that you see quoted. Examples of that would, of course, be your DD-214 and your graduation from a Wyoming post program. And with that, I'd ask your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Two. Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote to close. 30 ayes.
Senate File 38, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 19, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 19, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Cities and Town Legal Publication, an act relating to cities and towns.
Senator Nutting.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 19 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 19 pertains to the requirement of, for cities and towns to publish their salaries of their employees. This simplifies somewhat the requirement, reducing that the salaries be published twice a year to only once a year within 60 days after the end of the fiscal year. It also simplifies it to say that the salaries, the gross monthly salaries of full-time employees and each elected official be published. Previously, there was a longer list that detailed these, that essentially the detailed list said all full-time employees and each elected official. So it simplified the language. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 conflict.
Senate File 19, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 45, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 45, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Game and Fish Department General Fund Budget Requests, an act relating to game and fish.
Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 45 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 45 is... file Game and Fish has not been in the general fund for either their state employees' official group plan as far as their health insurance, and they have not, that has been taken out of general hunter's licenses for the fees. And this bill allows that part of the funding, as other state agencies, to be paid for out of the general fund, requires them to submit a proposal for the biennium of what the costs are and what they're going to be. It also brings grizzly bear management, which is yet another program that's been foisted upon the Game and Fish to manage without any means of funding. And as we all know, we've been running in some funding requests. They've run short of money to manage part of these programs that are beyond their ability. With that, I ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 45.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
No.
Senator Cooper? Cooper, aye to no. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
Senate File 45, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 33, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 33, sponsored by the Revenue Committee, County Board of Equalization 2, and Act relating to ad valorem taxation.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Senate File 33 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Great work from the Revenue Committee, Mr. President. This is basically an attempt to, speaking of ad valorem taxes, and the process that tax protesters can appeal those taxes to the County Board of Commissioners, trying to standardize better and better clarify the responsibilities of those commissioners, the assessor, just some highlights. Some of the dates have been changed. I'm on page 1, line 16. Any person wishing to review an assessment of his property shall contact County Assessor not later than 30 days after the date of the assessment schedule. The other change is on page 3, top of page 3, line 2. Days of filing the appeal by the taxpayer. And the last thing that I'd point out is on the bottom of page 3, all hearings shall be conducted, this is on line 18, in accordance with the rules adopted by the State Board of Equalization. Each hearing shall be recorded electronically by a court reporter or a qualified stenographer or a transcriber, realizing that all counties can't afford some of these more expensive types of recordings. And basically, that's about it in a nutshell. We're just basically trying to simplify, standardize these tax appeal processes throughout the counties. As you get a new county board of commissioners, sometimes these processes vary, and would like to standardize that, and that's what this bill is all about. And I'd ask the body's favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon. Meyer. Nicholas. Nutting. Perkins. Peterson. Rothfuss. Schiffer. Scott. Von Platern. President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate file 33, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to committee number 3, Revenue. Senate file 20, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 20, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Local Government's Legal Publication, and Act relating to local government notice publications.
Senator Nutting.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 20 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 20 is a compromise bill that was worked out by county commissioners, county clerks, and city clerks throughout the state to get more uniformity of requirements and how they can be met. This bill provides for online publication. It gets uniformity about how county commissioners must publicize their meetings in advance. It details some requirements for county clerks as well as city clerks. It seems a fairly simple bill, but it did require a great deal of communication and cooperation among the county commissioners to get this uniformity within the state. I do ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft, Dockstader, Driscoll, Emmerich, Esquibel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Johnson, Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Platern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 conflict.
Senate File 20, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 8, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 8, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Agency Land Sale, Acquisition and Exchange Authority, and Act relating to state lands.
Senate File 8, Senator Geis.
Mr. President, Senate File 8, I move that we approve Senate File 8. What this is all of the state lands, we have a lot of them. They're under a lot of different agencies. What this bill does is they have to go before the State Land Commission before they can put them up for sale or trade and do those things. And that's all this bill does is they have to get permission from state lands to either sell the land, rent it, or do a different thing with it than what it is today, get their permission rather than each agency going doing whatever they want to do with their own lands.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 8, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 50, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 50, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, State Minors Health Coverage, and Act relating to the State Minors Hospital Board and Account.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction Senate File 50, State Minors Health Coverage. I would ask for this body's favorable consideration and yield to my colleague from Sweetwater County.
Mayor Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 50 is State Minor Health Coverage. It's the State Minors, it's the Minors Hospital Board. And here we're just looking to clarify residency requirements, ensure that they're payer of last resort, clarify board appointments, clarify the definition of a minor, Mr. President. That's basically what the bill is going to do, and we'll have more detail on it hopefully after it passes, if it passes introduction. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2. Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich. Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 50, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 46, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 46, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks ATM Donation, and Act relating to state parks.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate File 46 and ask for the Senate's favorable consideration. Mr. President, this is the exact same bill that this body overwhelmingly passed last year. And it went down through the regular process and then died due to finite wisdom in another part of this town. The concerns expressed were that it might be a camel nose under the tent, it might be the start of everybody in the world wanting ATM donations, and it will greatly increase the chances of Earth being hit by a giant asteroid. I still think it's a good idea, and I ask that the Senate vote for it. What the bill basically does is it allows those people who have ATMs, about half of which are owned by banks, about half of which are privately owned, to enter into agreement with state parks for voluntary donations by those people who are taking cash out of the ATM machines. It also authorizes them to take up to 10% of the donation as a fee, not to exceed more than $5 per transaction. And it also authorizes state parks to accept the money and to enter into the agreement with the owners of the ATM machines. Mr. Chairman, the Wyoming Banking Association is neutral on this bill as long as it is voluntary, and that's exactly what it is. It is all we're doing is allowing ATM owners, if they so choose, to allow their customers to make donations to state parks. Again, this is one of those aspects of thinking out of the box and trying to find alternate forms of funding for state agencies so it costs the taxpayers less.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Ross?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
Senate File 46, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 21, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File Number 21, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Insurance, Own Risk Solvency Model Act, and Act Relating to Insurance.
Senate File 21. Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 21, Insurance Own Risk Solvency Model Act. You know how exciting things get in Corporations Committee sometimes, Mr. President. Well, this is a good one for you. Own Risk Insolvency Assessment, or ORSA, means a confidential internal assessment appropriate to the nature, scale, and complexity of an insurer or insurance group. I'm getting goosebumps here. Conducted by that insurer or insurance group of the material and relevant risks associated with the insurer or insurance group's current business plan and the sufficiency of capital resources to support those risks. Isn't that exciting, Mr. President? That's exactly what this bill does. But actually, what's good about this bill is it adopts a model form used across the country and developed by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, all the state people, like our insurance commissioner, to have an ability to get people, the insurance companies, to provide information about their business practices and the risks they engage in a uniform manner so that we can make sure that insurance companies are solvent and capable of paying when they need to pay. And that's what this is about. It's a model act. Let's do it.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson? Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 21, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 59, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 59, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Specific Service Signage on Highways, and Act Relating to Highway Signage.
Senator Ron Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 59 and ask for your favorable consideration. What Senate File 59 does is mostly through the bill, it changes the word informational, which is what the old signs used to be called. And that is the blue signs you see just prior to an exit with the logos on them of the upcoming fast food places or gas stations or hotels that can be found on this next exit. So all the way through the bill, it just scratches out the word, strikes the word informational, puts specific service in its place, and then also identifies that the current edition of the manual on uniform traffic control devices will be used in to govern how these signs are handled, which tells the distance from the exits and how big they can be and so forth. The big important part is on page 3, lines 13 through 18, where it talks about a fee system. These signs have been ignored. You'll notice some of them, the reflective aspect of the logos is gone. They're faded out. There's some empty spots. So what they're doing here is saying, and line 17 is very important, the department is fully reimbursed for all costs associated with specific service signage. So this bill just cleans up what the statutes say, tells us that we will not be losing money on these signs, that they will recoup from the owners, and I ask for your favorable consideration so we can take it back to committee. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geist?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 25 ayes, 5 noes.
Senate File 59, having received a 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 48, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 48, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, an act relating to the Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund Board.
Senate File 48. Oh, I'm sorry. Couldn't see you behind my plant, Senator Kraft. Senator Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 48 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that's brought to you by the Travel Committee. The Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund, as I'm sure you all know, was created back in 1998. It provides grant funding for a variety of projects supporting our cultural and historic resources. It's mammoth throughout the state of Wyoming, encompasses a wide variety of projects. So what this bill is doing is changing the structure of the board. Currently, the administrator of the Division of Cultural Resources sits on the board and has a vote. What has happened is that this particular individual frequently works on a lot of the grants that are being presented. Therefore, she has to recuse herself. She's not obviously able to vote on her own grants, which means then four people on this board are making all of these decisions and doing all of this work. This bill would allow for the administrator to remain on the board as an ex officio member without a vote. And it would change the composition of the board then from 4 to 5. So it's adding one person, but it is removing the vote of the administrator, making her ex officio and without a vote. That's the bill in a nutshell. I would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geist?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer? Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 48, having received a 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 22, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 22, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Insurance Policies, and Act Relating to Insurance.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 22, Insurance Policies. Mr. President, this has to do with what are called certificates of insurance, and we've had discussion about this before. But the issue is, can a certificate of insurance, in essence, extend the policy of insurance that someone can have? And certificates of insurance happen in various things. They often happen in, for example, a construction or contracting industry where you work for someone and they say, you have a certificate of insurance that provides this coverage. And sometimes they lean on people pretty hard to make sure that there's a certain type of coverage. Sometimes certificates of insurance get written to say that they have that coverage, but the true policy doesn't have that coverage, Mr. President. So what this says is you can't push them any farther than what the policy says. Now, Mr. President, I need to give a little bit more background. I understand there's another bill coming on this very issue, and I had planned that with introduction to have this up on our committee tomorrow. But with another bill coming, I would like to ask that we pass this bill forward and also wait to hear from that bill, and we would hear them together at the same time at a later point. And I just want to do that so we can have both bills together and we can pick the best one. There's definitely a problem in this area. I would ask the Senate to move this forward, but I'm not going to hear this one until we can put it with the other bill to hear it out completely. I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer. Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 22. Having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 54, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 54, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, reports to the legislature, and act relating to reports to the legislature.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 54, reports to the legislature, as favorable consideration of this body, and yield to my colleague from Lincoln County.
Senator Dockstetter.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, 54 is a cost reduction move. It eliminates three statutory reports, college prepaid tuition, education litigation, displaced workers. It also takes two other reports from the JAC and directs them to the appropriate standing committees, in this case, quality child care and cancer treatment, going over to labor and health. And then it takes 17 reports from that October-November time period, that fall time period, and includes them in the agency's biannual budget request. Mr. President, finally allows for the electronic budgets, but still leaves the opportunity for a legislator to ask for a printed copy if needed. Again, it's a cost reduction move, allows for better organization, cleans things up. I ask for your support with Senate File 54.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns. Burns, Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines, Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 54, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 24, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 24, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Special Elections Revisions, an act relating to special elections.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 24, Special Elections Revisions. Mr. President, this covers the situation where there is an error in an election, and elections are extremely complicated. They've certainly gotten more complicated than they used to be. Now that we have, for example, legislative districts, and add on there are community college districts. There's other districts. We have one county that has districts for commissioners. It's very complex to try to get people voting with the right ballot, and to get it all come together and have a fair election where everything works perfectly. And our clerks and election officials have done a marvelous job. But once in a while, the question comes up, supposing there is an error in, say, a particular precinct, a particular district, what have you. Now, what do you do if there were people given the wrong ballot, for example? They weren't given the choices that they should have been given. Well, do you run the whole election over? Do you run just the part of the election over where there was the error? If you do run the election over where there was the error, who can vote in that? Only the people that voted before? Anybody that's eligible to vote? New people that become of age or move in at the time but weren't there before? It gets complicated. But all these rules do need to be spelled out. That's what this bill does, and it's. I ask for your favorable consideration. It's a product of the interim work of the Corporations Committee. Thank you very much.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
No.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft. Dockstader, Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 24, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 60, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 60, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, VIN Inspection Authority Game and Fish, an act relating to the titling of vehicles.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 60 and ask for the Senate's favorable consideration. Mr. President, Senate File 60 has to do with mainly authorizing the game warden to act as a peace officer for the purpose of conducting vehicle identification number inspections on boat trailers if done contemporaneously with hull identification numbers, inspection of watercraft being transported. And for those who are a connoisseur of fine words, contemporaneously means at the same time. So if you're trying to have a VIN check or for a title purposes on a boat which has a hull identification number, HIN, versus a vehicle identification number with a VIN number, that a game warden can do it. And it's just actually it's more for the to help the public out. If you're trying to have a title check on or receive a title both on a boat and a vehicle at the same time, the game warden can do both checks without you having to run down first the game warden and find a deputy sheriff for somebody to do the VIN check. This bill, what it does, it allows the check to be done by the game warden. And as many of you know, game wardens actually are sworn peace officers in Wyoming, and this just permits that. Also, the other part of the bill just permits the fee, if done by a game warden, to be collected and used by the Game and Fish Department. And it also goes in the bill. You'll notice that if the check is done by a state trooper, the fee, the $10 fee, goes to the state. If the VIN check and is done by a deputy sheriff, the $10 goes to the county. So it's that's the only difference. That's what this bill does. It's just to make it more convenient for the public to be able to get these checks made. Thank you. I ask for favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern. President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 60, having received 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 25, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 25, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Election Code Revision, an act relating to elections.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 25, Election Code Revisions. As you probably have all been here a long time now, so you probably remember that almost every session cycle, we have a election bill that goes through and cleans up our election law, that goes in a whole bunch of different areas and takes out archaic things and puts in uniformity, and it can be in a whole bunch of different areas that's together with respect to the election code. And we truly go through it, but there's always issues because we have 23 counties. They're out there doing all sorts of things, and they find out little bugs in our election code all the time when something new comes up, whether it's when we add districting for county commissioners or whether we find out we don't use those kind of ballot readers anymore, and that we can now, instead of having ballots printed up by printers in advance, they can almost be electronically put together when they're needed, which is, you know, and there's just a lot of different things, and that's what this bill covers, is all those different revisions. I ask for your favorable consideration, and we'll discuss it more later.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Coe,
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 25, having received a 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 56, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 56. Sponsored by Senator Geis, State Engineer Fees, an act relating to the State Engineer.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 56 and ask for favorable vote on it. This is the water well drillers bill. They have made that position a full-time position now, and what this does is allow him to take $25 of those fees and transfer it over so they can pay full-time salary for this full-time state employee now. That's what the bill does.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 56 having received a 2/3 majority vote is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 52. First reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 52, sponsored by Senator Case, Campaign Finance, and Act Relating to Campaign Finance.
Senator Case.
Introduction of Senate File 52, Campaign Finance. Mr. President, this deals with when you can receive a campaign contribution, and it deals with minor parties and provisional parties. Mr. President, not everyone participates in a primary election. Some parties have a convention, and they put forward their deals. And until they become, they get enough votes, then they start participating in the primary. But what our law says, and our law is designed for having major parties, like our two major parties, that says, look, you can't start raising money for the primary election until after, I'm sorry, for the general election until after the primary election's over. And that's what our law says now. You can't accept a donation for the general election if the primary's not done yet. Well, that works fine for two parties that participate in the primary system. But for parties that are, you know, and there's a whole host of them, you have all sorts of different names, but they have conventions, they select a candidate, they run someone, and they don't have anything to do with the primary. So having them be restricted from accepting a donation until after the primary doesn't make any sense. So this just says, if you don't participate in a primary, then you can receive money for the general election at any time. That's what the bill does, and it kind of, in a way, levels the playing field. To be honest, these parties haven't been of much significance in any shape or form in Wyoming politics, but you always like to give voices a chance, I think, Mr. President, and the fact that they're not allowed to raise any money for the election until after the primary doesn't make any sense because they're not involved in the primary system. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
No.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
No.
Amrick.
No.
Esquibel. Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Hines.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 14 ayes, 16 noes.
Senate File 52, having failed to receive a 2/3 majority vote, Senate File 52 has failed introduction. Senate File 61, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 61, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, Veterans Resident Tuition Provisions, and Act Relating to Education.
Okay, Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move introduction of Senate File 61 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. My good friend from the West, I have to tell you, I just went to the back room, pulled off the ticker tape, the AP wire, and I'm going to shock you all, I'm sure, by telling you that last week that the United States House of Representatives did pass a bill. I was shocked, but it's really true, and it was actually the GI Bill Tuition Fairness Act of 2013. Now, admittedly, it's 2014, but at least we got her done, and this bill passed 390-0. And the idea of that bill is to simply make it as easy as possible for our returning veterans who come home from war to go to school and to provide in-state tuition across the United States. In the meantime, many different states, Mr. President, have been working on this very issue. And because of the timing of our sessions, last session, you might remember that this bill trickled through and ran out of time. So usually, the good state of Wyoming is out ahead on these veterans issues, and I know we would have been had we not run out of time last year. But this is a bill that was brought by your Transportation Military Affairs Committee to bring us into line with what at least 20 states so far have gotten out ahead of the United States Congress on this one, and that's simply to provide in-state tuition for veterans. I have to be forthright, transparent to you all in saying that I think that if you're kind enough to send this to our Transportation and Military Affairs Committee, we might even be able to make this a stronger bill. But you will notice on pages 2 and 3 that's how somebody qualifies for this benefit. We've put some stipulations in that we may want to discuss up in the committee. I think we can bring you a little bit better bill, Mr. President. I encourage your favorable support. Thanks.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 61. Having received a 2/3 majority vote, it's referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 53. First reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 53, sponsored by Senator Case, Unfair Trade Practices, an act relating to trade practices.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 53, Unfair Trade Practices. And, Mr. President, this gets at a kind of an unsavory business element around the country that what they do is they publish mugshots of people. And then they charge you to take the mugshot down. And so if you pay them $200, for example, they've got one advertisement here, they'll remove your mugshot. Your mugshot is a public record. It's available. They'll put it up on the Internet. So if they search for your name, there's your mugshot. And this bill doesn't really have a problem with them posting the mugshot. But the problem is they charge you for taking it down even when you're innocent, even when the charges are either dropped, you're acquitted, the court otherwise disposes of the matter, but you're not convicted. So this says if you're not convicted, then you have to remove the mugshot for free. That's all it says. And so it says how you do that. You submit written documentation, and they'll take the mugshot down from the website. This is not a new idea for Wyoming. It's being done in a lot of states, trying to get all states to have laws in the area to kind of put these unsavory people out of business. It's quite an easy business model if you think about it. You just go down and you post all these pictures on a website. Search engines pick them up. And then when people want to restore their record, especially if they're innocent, they have to pay $200 or more to get them to take them off. Well, that's not right if they're innocent. This says they have to take them down. That's what this bill does.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas? Nutting, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 53, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Last bill. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Senate File 66. First reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 66, sponsored by the Select Water Committee, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, an act relating to water development projects.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, when the Committee of the Whole, not the Committee of the Whole, but I'd ask a favorable vote on Senate File 66. It's just a small error. There's a few dollars in this bill, but I would like to have you pass it so we can consider it in the Ag Committee and ask your favorable vote. It's the Omnibus Construction Bill.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe? Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Geis,
Geis,
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 66, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Messages from the House.
February the 10th, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number one. Mr. President, the House of Representatives of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session has been called to order by Speaker Thomas E. Lubnow. It is ready to receive any communications that you may desire to submit. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 10th, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number two. Mr. President, this is to inform you that Representative Greg Bilkrey has been appointed to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. With this change, the Standing Committee of the 2014 General Session of the 62nd Legislature will serve as the Standing Committee's for the budget session of the 62nd Legislature. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 10th, 2014, from the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2014 budget session of the 62nd Legislature, dispensing with the reading. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, the message to the Senate was that was a boring day.
No doubt.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 11, 2014.
Any announcements? Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, your committee number 7, corporations, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room S19. On the written notice, there are 4 bills listed, but remember from our discussion today during introduction, Senate File 22, insurance policies, will not be heard tomorrow. We'll wait for that other bill and we'll put them together. But we will hear Senate File 17, insurance, electronic delivery of documents. Senate File 21, insurance, own risk solvency act. That's going to be a good one. Everybody will want to come for that. Senate File 16, insurance, guarantee association model act. Lots of excitement in corporations, Mr. President.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your committee number 5, agriculture, public land, water resources, natural resources. I don't know. We got a long name on that. We'll meet tomorrow night upon adjournment. And we'll take up Senate File 6, groundwater contested cases, Senate File 7, brucellosis surveillance, Senate File 8, agency land sale and acquisition and exchange authority.
Senator Von Flader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 8, transportation and military affairs, will meet in 15 minutes in room S14 to consider the following bills, Senate File 60, VIN Inspection Authority, Game and Fish, Senate File 61, Veterans Resident Tuition Provisions.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Management Council will meet following the adjournment of both houses to consider the possible or approach and bills to address the recent Supreme Court decision on the Senate File 104.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, February 11th at 8 a.m. in room S11 to discuss Senate File 15, Community College Major Maintenance, and Senate File 50, State Minors Health Coverage. Your Appropriations Committee number 2 will also meet Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., same room, S11, to discuss Senate File 14, Court Security Funding. And, Mr. President, the Joint Appropriations Committee will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, February 11th in room 204, to look at the budget bill.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet tomorrow, 8 a.m., right across from where the crowd's gathering at corporations in S14, where we will take up Senate File 44, State Parks Use of Fees, Senate File 46, State Parks ATM Donations, Senate File 48, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, and Senate File 38, Hunter Safety Exceptions, if there's time.
Other announcements? Mr. Vice President.
Hey, Mr. President, if I forgot to mention the time on the Joint Appropriations Committee meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, February 11th, in room 204, it's 12:30 p.m.
Members of the Senate, I have several announcements. First announcement is that you will find on your desk a brochure entitled Crisis Response Guideline Summary. Please read this brochure, familiarize yourselves with the evacuation procedures, or else we'll have to do a fire drill. But it is important. If you have any questions, please contact Wendy Madsen or Anthony Serra at LSO. Reminder to please park in your designated parking spot. And you must, this is underlined, must have a legislative parking sticker in the lower left side of your windshield or you're subject to having your vehicle towed. If you need a parking sticker or need to verify your parking space, please go to the LSO office. Additionally, tomorrow, February 11th, your Joint Legislative and Executive Task Force on the Capitol Building Rehabilitation and Restoration will be providing briefings to the members of the legislature on the Capitol and Hirschler Building renovation projects known as the Capitol Square Project. Those briefings will take place in rooms B63. The first briefing will take place at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And a second briefing for those that cannot make the morning briefing will be held 15 minutes upon the noon recess in room B63. Purpose of these meetings are to provide members of the legislature with an overview and an update of this project. Representatives from HDR, the Architecture Company and Preservation Design Partnership, along with your joint committee, will be present for those presentations, and urge you to attend those one of those presentations to familiarize yourself with the project as presented to the legislature. Any further announcements? Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, privilege of the floor.
You may have it.
I just wanted to welcome our county clerk here, Ms. Sherry Daigle. She's been here with us today. She came for the first day. She's a true expert on all things in county business, one of our senior clerks in the state of Wyoming.
And here. Further announcements? Hearing none. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Senate will stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. What? Hog day? Not done yet. I'm not feeling well either.